சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. I am giving in the last class the introduction the three karmas, that means karma trayam at three levels, treeni karmani, சாதனத்ரயம் அண்ட் தோஷத்ரயம் வி ஆர் சீயிங். காயக வாச்சிக மானச கர்மாணி. பை பர்ஃபார்மிங் த ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் அட் த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ் ஒன் கேன் use the three means, sadhana trayam. The sadhya trayam are upadhi, loka, vishaya, to enjoy my life more. I require a healthy body, good upadhi. And the object, outside object also must be more congenial to me in what way I want. Vishaya, the atmosphere, loka also is very important. So sadhyatrayam are possible by three sadhyams, sadhanams. காயக வாச்சிக மானச கர்மாணி சாதனத்ரயம். லோக விஷய உபாதி ஆர் சாத்தியத்ரயம். ஆஃப்டர் எக்வைரிங் ஹெல்தி பாடி, நைஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், ஈவன் அட்மாஸ்ஃபியர், சரௌண்டிங்ஸ், சாஸ்திர சேஸ், ஆர் யூ ஹாப்பி? Shastra is asking, are you happy? The person tells, no, I am not happy. Because there is a defect in all those acquirements, whatever we acquire, there is a defect. There is a sort of dukkha. There is a slight dukkha. A person feels there is a mishritam. Dukkha mishritam. Not only dukkha mishritam, there is a bondage also, bandhakatvam. Bandhakatvam also will be there. The more I depend on the objects, I'll become slave to them and I become addicted to them and my life become more miserable than before. Any object, any person also, if I think, if the person come into my life will be happy. Then once the person come into our life, any person, any relation, either a friend or a husband or any other relation, and my life become more bandhan, bondage, more insecure than before. We often experience that in our life. then we doubt our expectations. What am I expecting really? What am I getting now? So it is a lot of conflict to take place. Then atrupti comes, the dissatisfaction take place, lot of dissatisfaction. How to come out of this dissatisfaction? There is a potential sorrow is hidden in every gadget, and there is dissatisfaction continuing. There is a lot of bondage. Lot of these three defects are we are seeing in our day-to-day life. But some people, some mature, informed people, they will not stop their search. What I want to be away from these defects, this sorrow, this type of bondage, this type of dissatisfaction, I cannot withstand. Nobody can withstand with the dissatisfaction. Atrupti, no one can withstand. But some mature people, they try to find a solution. They try to find a solution. How? By their way of searching, 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 and facing lot of obstacles, they will not leave that search, and they go on searching, searching. One day they come to know through a guru, this person asks, is there any defect-free object in the world? The question starts like this, inquiry begins. Is there a thing in this world which is defect-free, free from defect? Dosha-rahitu vastu asti va nava. Dosha-rahita vastu asti va nava. Is there any defect-free object in this world? Or everyone has to suffer like this alone throughout life? Everyone has to suffer throughout life like this alone, with dissatisfaction, with bondage, with sorrow. When this person inquiry got more deeper inquiries starts, there a guru comes. Guru means a shastra, in the form of a guru comes and tells, there is a defect-free vastu is there, without defect. Without defect, there is an object. You can call it an object for time being. Then this person, after a long search, searching, searching, suddenly go and say, when you are so thirsty, you are not getting water anywhere, and after long search, if any person tells, when you are thirsty, I have water, if he says, how you feel? You are so happy, so thrilled. Like that, when the guru tells there is a defect-free thing in the world, then this person asks, what is that? What is that defect-free? Then guru tells, now I have prepared a question format. So I'll give that question format, up to 7 questions, just like a dialogue. Okay, it's my own way of presentation, how the question begins. What is that defect-free thing? Question number 1. That dosha-rahita vastu, the guru answers, that is Brahman. Dosha-rahita vastu is Brahman. And the next question, immediately the student, the seeker, asking, what is that Brahman? What is that Brahman? Then Guru answers, that Brahman tat tvam asi. The Guru answer is, that Brahman is tat Brahman. Tat means that Brahman. You are, tvam asi, you are that. Then the third question, if I am that Brahman, how am I missing that Brahman? If I am that Brahman, how am I missing that Brahman? For this third question, Guru answers, because you are missing that Brahman because it is covered or veiled by your ignorance. That Brahman is, you are, that is covered by your ignorance. Then the fourth question, the seeker asks, what I have to do for that? What I have to do for that? If I have that ignorance, what I have to do? Then the Guru answers, you have to remove your ignorance. You have to remove your ignorance. Then the fifth question, how to remove my ignorance? The simple way I am putting question answer, okay? How to remove my ignorance? The Guru answers, by getting knowledge. Ignorance is covering that you are Brahman. Therefore, what you have to do? Remove ignorance. Removing ignorance means get jnanam, knowledge. Ignorance in Sanskrit we call ajnanam. Jnanam is called knowledge. Remove ignorance, get knowledge. Then the sixth question, how to get that knowledge? How to get that knowledge? Then Guru answers, by using proper instrument, you get knowledge. By using proper instrument, that instrument is another way you can call means, M-E-A-N-S, means. By using proper instrument or means, you can get that jnanam. Then the seventh question, what do you mean by instrument or means? What do you mean by the instrument or means? The Guru answers, the instrument is that, very important, okay? The instrument or means, in Sanskrit we can call it as sadhanam. Sadhanam. The instrument is that by which I know or I get the knowledge of an object. I know or I get the knowledge of an object. So instrument is that by which I get the knowledge of an object. That instrument alone, sadhanam alone, is called technical term, Vedantically technical term. That is pramanam. That is pramanam. Pramanam is equal to means, means is equal to instrument, instrument is equal to sadhanam. All are synonyms. Okay? Now, the eighth question the student asks, the seeker became student. He is asking questions. The seeker started becoming slowly as a student now. Once the person seeker became student, the one who is answering become what? Guru. So, the Guru said, instrument you have to use. And he used an important word there. By using a proper, appropriate means. Another important note. No? By using a proper, appropriate means. In that answer, I have used the word or not, I do not know. By using proper instrument, he has given the answer. How to get that knowledge means by using the proper instrument. For that proper word, what Guru answered, he is asking now. இதெல்லாம் என்னுடைய கல்பனா ஓகே வாட் எவர் ஐ காட் ஃப்ரம் மை குரு ஜஸ்ட் ஐ ஹவ் மேட் மேக் க்வெஸ்சன் ஃபார்மேட் ஓகே வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை ப்ராப்பர் மீன்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர் ஆர் அப்ரோப்ரியேட் வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை ப்ராப்பர் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆர் அப்ரோப்ரியேட் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் குரு ஆன்சர்ஸ் த ப்ராப்பர் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் இஸ் தட் Proper instrument is that which I use depends upon that object which I want to know. Very, very subtle. If you think over only, you can. Very interesting also. A proper instrument is that which I use, depend upon the object which I want to know. You have to think a lot for this statement. I enjoy this statement. I hope you also enjoy. I'll repeat again. Proper instrument is that which I use, depend upon the object which I want to know. Okay. Now the 8 questions, 8 answers. Now the Guru started his way of presentation. What is a proper instrument? Have to give a definition. Through the instrument you get knowledge. Any knowledge. Now, the next statement. Now, the question answer session over. Now, Guru is free, giving his own description of this way of getting knowledge. Any knowledge take place by using an appropriate instrument. Two rules are there to get a knowledge by using a proper instrument. There are two rules are there. Rules and regulations and illiyo adu madre. Rule number one is that first statement what I said, any knowledge take place by using appropriate instrument is the rule number one to get knowledge. This is the rule number one. And the sonna statement is the rule number one. Okay. The rule number two is, now I am going to use not instrument or sadhanam or means, I am going to use the only word pramanam. Okay, Shastra term I want to use, the technical term. Pramanam, rule number two. Pramanam depends upon the nature of object to be known. Pramanam depends upon the nature of object to be known. In Sanskrit, the same sentence if I put in Sanskrit, ஞானம் வஸ்துதந்திரம், ஞானம் வஸ்துதந்திரம், நது கர்மதந்திரம். ஞானம் வஸ்துதந்திரம், நது கர்மதந்திரம். Now, just I give an example so that you can understand easily what is pramanam at all. Suppose, jnanam vastu tantram natu karma tantram, I said. Appropriate means, I said. For example, when I enter into a room, a pitch darkness is there. Suppose I enter into the hall in the night, so totally dark, completely dark. So I want light. I want light because I am not able to see anything in that darkness. Therefore, what I have to do, I have to lit the lamp or I have to put the switch. That is alone is the proper means to remove the darkness. I will ask you, other than this, is there any means, any pramanam to remove the darkness? There is no other way. Only I have to put switch. If current is there, if current is not there, I have to lit the lamp. So I can remove the darkness. Suppose another person come and tells, no, I do meditation in this hall, to remove the darkness. Suppose a person tells, you are laughing, see, before my sentence completion, you are laughing. You know that by meditation, person cannot remove the darkness. Or suppose another person comes, no, no, I don't want to put the switch. I want to do japa. I do only nama japa to remove the darkness. He want to use his own pramanam. No, no, other person comes, no, no, I want to do sirshasanam. I keep my head down, legs up, topsy-turvy posture to remove darkness. These three people can remove the darkness? Impossible. Impossible. Why? It is not a proper means. This is for example I am giving. Similarly, I see colors with my eyes, forms I see, but a person come and tells another person, suppose, imagine, no, no, I don't want to use my eyes to see forms and colors. Today, for change, I want to use my ears. I want to use my ears to see colors and forms. Is it possible? No. Eyes are pramanam. Eyes are only pramanam to see the colors, to see the forms. When I am listening sound, suppose person says, for a change today, I want to listen sound through my eyes. Eppadi irukke? Can you listen the sound through your eyes? Can never. Therefore, eyes are pramanam to see color and forms, one pramanam. Okay? Our eyes are alone one pramanam. They can see and see the forms and colors. One type of pramanam. And ears are one type of pramanam through which I know the sound knowledge. Sound knowledge, no? That is also a knowledge. Color, seeing the color, I know this is black color, is a knowledge. So I am free from that ignorance. What color is this? I am free now because I have seen. I got the knowledge of the color. What is it form? I got the knowledge. By using what? Appropriate pramanam. Inga poi, par color. காது தெரியறத கலர் என்ன? கீழ்பாக் ஹாஸ்பிட்டலில் வைப்போம் இல்லையோ. தட் பர்சன் இஸ் அன்ஃபிட் ஃபார் நாலெட்ஜ். வி நெவர் டூ தேட் நோ, வி நெவர் டூ தேட் பிகாஸ் யூ நோ வெரி வெல் ஐஸ் ஆர் மென்ட் டு நோ, தே ஆர் அப்ராப்ரியேட் பிரமாணம் டு கெட் த நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் சவுண்ட். Eyes are appropriate pramanam to get the knowledge of forms and colors, and the nose is the appropriate pramanam to get the knowledge of smell. Tongue is the appropriate pramanam to get the knowledge of taste. Skin is the appropriate pramanam to get the knowledge of touch. Five pramanams we are having. Can you change any pramanam to into another field? You never dare to. Not you can change or you try, you never dare to change. You cannot, you are helplessly. You have to use the appropriate pramanam. Idu clear illaya? Is it clear now? Okay, now this same statement I put in Sanskrit. Okay, so I am the knower, knowing the color form using the pramanam. I am getting the knowledge of that object. Ide Sanskrit la enna solluvaanna, idu English la Sanskrit kuda we can listen. That is pramata. Write down, very interesting, because this is the foundation for all Upanishadic study. Okay, pramata, I'll explain later. Pramata, pramanena, pramata pramanena prameyasya, prameyasya pramam, pramam ப்ராப்னோதி. ஐ ரீட் ஒன்ஸ் அகெயின். பிரமாதா பிரமாணேன பிரமேயஸ்ய பிரமாம் ப்ராப்னோதி. கிளியர். நவ் இங்கிலீஷ் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன். பிரமாதா மீன்ஸ் நோவர். பிரமாணேன பை மீன்ஸ் prameyasya of the object, pramam knowledge, prapnoti attains. I want to translate this into Tamil. Okay, pramata pramanathinal பிரமேயத்தினுடைய பிரமாவை அடைகின்றான். அழகான ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். இது புரிஞ்ச சாஸ்திரம் என்ன எதுக்குன்னு புரியும். ஓகே, பிரமாதா, ஐ ஆம் த பிரமாதா. த நோவர் ஆஃப் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரமாதா. ஐ ஆம் த பிரமாதா நோவர். I am using the pramanam. Pramanathinal. I am using the pramanam. Pramanathinal. What am I doing? Prameyathinudaya. Of that object. The clear knowledge what it is. Pramavayana. Pramam in Sanskrit. Pramam. Pramam means knowledge. Prapnoti means getting, attains. Okay? Next step. I already informed you, these are the classes, not discourse. In Vedanta, now we are coming to Vedanta. In Vedanta, we talk about six pramanams. They are, number one, Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha That means translation, meaning. That is Sanskrit, technical term in Vedanta, pratyaksha. Direct perception. Pratyaksha means direct perception. Then, number two, anumanam. Anumanam, inference. I am going to elaborately explain later. First, I give the names. Anumanam, inference. Number two, number three, upamanam. The third pramanam is called upamanam, comparison. The fourth pramanam is called arthapatti. Arthapatti. Tatha, second tha. If you are writing in Tamil, be careful, okay? Arthapatti. Presumption. Arthapatti means presumption. Number five, anupalabdhi. Anupalabdhi. That means non-perception. Non-perception. Or non-cognition, you can say. Non-cognition or perception. Now we'll see one by one. What do you mean by pratyaksha? That we will see later. Okay, if you want to write shabda, shabda, because I want to discuss that it separately. Okay, shabda, verbal testimony. Verbal testimony. Are communicating through the words. Communicating knowledge through the words. Now we'll see the first one. Pratyaksha means, direct perception means, the first and foremost basic means of knowledge. Direct perception is that first and foremost basic means of knowledge, where this triputi is included. Triputi is included. The person, the knower is included. The object is included. Knower, known, the knowledge process is included. Triputi is included in the pratyaksha, direct perception. I kept something to show you. Okay. So the direct perception. Now, all our sense organs here, Indriya Artha Samyogaha, the sense organs contact sense objects. Pratyaksha Pramana, in Pratyaksha Pramana, direct perception, where the sense organs contact the sense objects directly. That alone is called in Sanskrit Indriya Artha Samyogaha Pratyakshaha. Indriya means the sense organs. Artha means object. Samyoga means contact. What happens in Pratyaksha? Indriya Artha Samyoga, contact. So therefore, eyes are sense organs. Write down, important. Therinjana vishayam thane swamini. Appadi thonum namakku therinja maadhiri. Veetukku pona ellame ore maadhiri irukum. It is very very subtle point. Sense organs, eyes come under sense organs, indriya. Artha, forms and colors, comes under artha. Contact, samyoga. What do you get? The knowledge of that form and color you get. That is pratyaksha. Okay. Then ears, sense organs, indriya. Artha is what? Sound. Contact. What? Sound knowledge comes. The contact takes place, sound knowledge comes. Then, nose comes under what? Sense organ, indriya. What is the artha? Smell. Fragrance, foul smell or good smell, any smell? Artha. Samyoga, contact. You get the knowledge of jasmine, rose or sandal, knowledge comes. Samyoga. Then tongue is the indriya. Artha is the taste, rasa. And the contact. You know, gulab jam, rasgulla. Any taste, you can do. We are all doing every day. இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு புதுசாக என்ன இருந்தாலும் கூட அதில் ஒரு விசேஷம் இருக்கே இப்போ நமக்கு. ஓகே, இந்திரிய அர்த்த கான்டாக்ட். த லாஸ்ட் ஒன், இந்திரிய இஸ் ஸ்கின், அர்த்த இஸ் த டச் அண்ட் த கான்டாக்ட். ஐ கெட் த நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பை டச். The contact you have to supply the knowledge of that object by touching, either it is flower or cloth or hard or soft, everything we get, hot or cold, the knowledge we are getting. Coffee suda suda iruka na eppadi varudha na indriya artha samyoga. All our knowledge day to day life from morning to till our sleep, every day indriya artha samyoga jnanam pratyaksha jnanam we are getting. Now you know what is pratyaksham. Adha pratyaksham. So we are getting knowledge of so many objects through using these five pramanams and corresponding field they function. We are getting direct knowledge. Direct knowledge is that where the knower, the object, contact directly. That is called pratyaksham. Clear? Number 2, anumana pramanam. Inference. Anumana pramanam, inference means knowing something which is not in the range of pratyaksham. Knowing something which is not in the range of pratyaksham. That means what? Person will be there, but object will not be available. I example, when I am walking, I listen a sound. I am not seeing the object. Pratyakshama I am not seeing, but I infer a car is coming, or auto is coming, or bus is coming, by sound I infer. Clear? This is one example. Suppose if I go to doctor, I give 2-3 examples. If I go to doctor and say, so, doctor, I have a headache na. Headache is pratyaksham, but doctor after checking up, you got short sight or long sight or chulva. That is apratyaksham. What doctor infer? You have sight problem, wear specs and chulvar. Headache is pratyaksham. Thala ulikirda apdiye. But what is the problem? Doctor infer. One is pratyaksham, another is not pratyaksham. That is called inference. All medical diagnoses are inferences only. Maximum. Even prick test also, allergy test they do, no? 16 tests. All are inference only. No one can say it is a pratyakshama paakradille. Ella inference. So now what is the difference between pratyaksham and anumanam? In pratyaksha, co-presence of two things. In pratyaksha, there is a co-presence of two things. In anumana, one is present. Even if you see one thing, by seeing one thing, you infer other. This is inferring other and getting knowledge is called in Sanskrit Vyapti Jnanam. Konja tarka, logic. No? This tarka Kanada Maharshi wrote this Vaisheshika Grandha, how to think. You want to think, develop, you have to study their philosophy, no? Their theories. And Gautama Muni wrote this Nyaya Sutrani. That is called Tarka. Both the commander Tarka, Nyaya and Vaisheshika, they help us so much how to develop, sharpen your thinking pattern. These are all very, very subtle. Vyapti Jnana. This is Vyapti means what? Inference. I infer and get the knowledge. This is called Vyapti Jnanam. Vyapti Jnanam. A Shastric example I would like to give. Two examples I give, very interesting. Inference. Peenaha Devadattaha. Nice example. Peenaha Devadattaha Bhojanam na bhunte. Peenaha means the fat. Unardham. Fat in this Devadatta, a person, he will not eat food. Peenaha Devadattaha Bhojanam na bhunte. He will not eat food. Sari, Bhojanam saapidalana ipdi epdi gunda irukana. Peenaha. How he is so fat na. Ratrau bhunte na. He eat in the night. Secretly yaru paakamale irukkumbodhu he eat in the night. Illena epdi inda fat a irukka mudiyum. 90 kgs fellow. Na bhunte ante who will believe? That fatness. That Vyapti Jnanam. This is Vyapti Jnanam. Since he is fat, even though he is not eating in daytime, he must be eating in the night. Otherwise, he cannot be fat like that. Peenaha Devadattaha Bhojanam Bhungte Na Bhungte Na Ratrau Bhungte and Sharadu. Adhe madri inference. That is the Vyapti Jnanam. Ratrau Bhungte is called Vyapti Jnanam. Another beautiful example Shastra gives in Tarka. Parvataha Vanniman. Parvataha means mountain. Vanniman, having fire. Fire on the mountain. Parvataha Vanniman. How can you say? Dhumavatvat. You know, anga smoke irukke. Don't think these are all not relevant for us, not necessary. If you want to understand in future Upanishads, you have to pidikumo pidikada padichida aagano enna pandrathu shastram adhe dhumavatvat adhu eppadi theriyumappa dhumam irunda fire irukkanna mahanaseyana my kitchen like my kitchen because I have seen when my mother was cooking when there is fire I saw the smoke therefore this knowledge I வியாப்தி பண்ணுவேன் அங்கே அங்கே ஸ்மோக் இருந்தேன்னா அங்கே கூட ஃபயர் இருந்து இருக்கணும் அப்படி என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம் எவ்ரி இன்ஃபரன்ஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் பிரத்யக்ஷா இட் ஹேஸ் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் ஆன் பிரத்யக்ஷம் முன்னாடி பார்த்துன்னு இருக்கணும் இல்லைன்னா எப்படி இன்ஃபர் பண்ண முடியும் சப்போஸ் ஐ எம் சிட்டிங் இன் த பஸ் இந்த பர்வத்தக வன்யமான் தூமவத்வாத் மகானசை யதா மகானசை லைக் மை இன் மை கிச்சன் Just as when there is a fire, a smoke is coming. Therefore, I am not seeing the fire there. Fire is not pratyaksham. What is pratyaksham? Smoke is pratyaksham. One is pratyaksham, one is apratyaksham. So, therefore, I infer the fire. Adhu puriyala enna? Suppose we are sitting in the bus. Some smell is coming, smoking, you know, cigarette smell. Smell vandrane, I look back, smoke is coming. அப்ப என்ன அர்த்தம் சிகரெட் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்மோக்கிங் த சிகரெட் பார்க்கல நான் புகை வருது என்ன பண்ணுவேன் வாட் யூ வியாப்தி ஜானம் இஸ் வாட் தேர் இஸ் பர்சன் சிட்டிங் பிஹைண்ட் ஸ்மோக்கிங் ஹவு டு யூ நோ ஏ புகை வருது சும்மா புகை எப்படி வரும் இதெல்லாம் நம்ம பண்றோமா இல்லையா இதெல்லாம் புதுசா என்ன நமக்கு தெரியாதா இதுதான் இன்ஃபரன்ஸ் புரியுது ஸோ இந்த இன்ஃபுரன்ஸ் எப்படி புரியறது முன்னாடி சம்படி வேறு சம்படி ஸ்மோக்கிங் தட் டைம் ஐ சா ஃப்ரம் ஹிஸ் சிகரெட் ஸ்மோக் இஸ் கமிங் I know the smell also from cigarette only. Even though I am not seeing the person directly now in the bus, I infer. Clear that? This is the base. Whole Upanishad puriyanamanna, this is the base. Idu purinjada adu puriyum. Na kadha kida ella no use otherwise. You are going to listen nice beautiful kadha in Kathopanishad. Okay, next one. Upamanam. The third one. Now the Anumanam is clear. There is the deep significance is there why I am teaching this Pramana. There is a lot more significance. If you miss now writing, you will repent later. Swamini, cassette is available in Chulnadingo. Class la kettadhu, writing is very important. Later if you repent, no use at all. It has got a highest significance. I will tell you later when that sixth Pramana comes, you can know. Upamanam, comparison, sadrishyam, comparison. Knowing something, what do you mean by comparison? By comparing, I get knowledge. Pramanam, upamanam is also third pramanam. Pratyaksham is a pramanam. Anumanam is a pramanam to get the knowledge. Upamanam is also a pramanam. Upamanam is that knowing something by comparing with another. Shastra example, Gavayaha. Gavayaha. This person is having, he saw a cow. One person, he saw a cow in the village. In his house, he saw a cow. When he went to forest, he saw there another similar cow, wild animal he saw. He says, this cow, no, this wild animal, same like in my house, the cow, he compares. So get the knowledge, this must be a cow. Enna annoda veetla cow paathen ipdiye irukum correcta. Ipo that cow is pratyaksham for him? No. But by comparing, he is getting the knowledge of this cow. How he is getting the knowledge of this is cow? Because he saw previously. So upamanam also depends on pratyaksham, previous pratyaksham. புரியுறது? இப்போ இந்த என்ன எப்படி புரியுறது? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ரீவியஸ் பிரத்யக்ஷ ஜானம் ஐ ஆம் பிரிங்கிங் நவ் அண்ட் கம்பேரிங் டு திஸ் ஆனிமல் அண்ட் ஐ கெட்டிங் திஸ் நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஆனிமல். இது அதுதான் இருக்கும் என்ன அப்படியே இருக்கு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா, அப்படியே இருக்கு. அந்த உபமானத்தினால் எந்த ஜானம் அடைகிறோமோ அதுதான் உபமிதி என அர்த்தம். Upamanathinal, by using the upamana, whatever knowledge you get, it has got a technical term. Upamanam moolama enna jnanam namakku varado, andha jnanam peru enna na upamiti enu peru. Upamiti. Upamana eludhadhungo. Upamiti. Upamajanya jnanam. Upama. Separate eludhungo. Upma. Potta avuludhaan. என்ன உபனிஷத்துல கூட உப்மா எல்லாம் வருது. என்ன உபமா ஜென்ய ஜானம்? ஜென்ய ஜானம் மீன்ஸ் த நாலேஜ் விச் இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேரிசன். உபமா ஜென்ய ஜானம் உபமிதிஹி. உபமிதிஹி, நாலேஜ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேரிசன் இஸ் கால்ட் உபமிதிஹி. நவ் த ஃபோர்த் ஒன், அர்த்தாபத்திஹி. அர்த்தாபத்திஹி, ப்ரிசம்ஷன் ஆர் இம்ப்ளிகேஷன். Presumption, implication, close to inference. This is by experiencing one thing. Arthapatti means by experiencing one thing I come to know another. By experiencing one thing I come to know another. Apattihi means postulation. Apattihi means postulation. Artha means something. Arthapattihi means some postulating or something. Something postulation. That is called arthapattihi. Presuming one event to explain another event is called presumption in English. Presuming one event by to explain not by, to explain, presuming one event to explain another event is called presumption. Shastric example, suppose, Shastric example, first, idhi paapom. Rain, suppose I see the flooded roads in the morning, flooded roads full of water, suppose. What I infer immediately, I presume, I postulate, yesterday night there must be a rain. There must be a rain. One event, that is water, seeing the water on the road. And I presume, yesterday there must be a rain. Okay. So this example is sufficient. When it comes, we'll see another example also. Fifth one, because I have to complete these pramanams. Fifth one is anupalabdhi, non-perception. One small correction we can do. That devadattaha peenaha devadattaha, we can take that example here. It's very close to inference. Therefore, that example we can use here, presumption. Peenaha devatattaha bhojanam na bhungte, and the example, inga shastric example we can take here. No, why two examples there? Inga one echikalam. Because it is closer to inference. Anupalabdhi means non-perception. It is abhava jnanam. Abhava jnanam. Knowledge of absence of a thing. Knowledge of absent of a thing. Abhava jnane pramanam anupalabdhihi. Abhava jnane. The knowledge of the absence. Yenda pramanam nam use pandramo, am the pramanatthike anupalabdhi pramanam anu per. Okay, anupalabdhi pramanam. For example, there is no chair. Here, right side me, here, exactly, there is no chair. There is no chair is a knowledge. Enna, inge chair kadiyadu, enna jnanam? I got it. This is a knowledge. How I got this knowledge? Enna pramanam? Absence of chair is helping me to know that there is no chair. That's what I said, you know, tarka, very, very interesting also, but very difficult. They put in a, you know, talakila vepa ellame. Easy da. But their way of presentation, the words are kind of tough. So, anupalabdhi means what? There is no chair and channa to say I have to see. Yeah, to say there is no chair, enna pannana? Have to see. Enna swamini chair illadhu chollradhukka edhukku see enna? There is no sound. Nanu chollradhukku enna pannano? I have to use my ears. Illiyo? That is why sometimes there is no sound at all. Imagine. உங்களுக்கு காது இருக்கா இல்லையான்னு ப்ரூஃபுக்கு என்னென்ன சவுண்ட் இருந்தால் தான் ப்ரூஃப். சப்போஸ் இமேஜின் யூ ஹவ் கான் டு எ பிளேஸ் வேர் இஸ் நோ சவுண்ட் அட் ஆல், ஸோ சைலண்ட், உங்களுக்கு டவுட்டே வரும். சரி, எனக்கு காது இருக்கா இல்லையான்னு சொப்போ இப்படி இப்படி பண்ணும். ஸோ ஆ, இருக்க காது இப்படி வரும். இப்போ யூ ஆர் வெரி கான்ஃபிடென்ட், மை இயர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் பிகாஸ் காக்கான ஒரு பக்கம் காக்கா, இந்த பக்கம் ஸ்கூலு, அந்த பக்கம் கார் ஹார்னு, சம் சவுண்ட் இஸ் கமிங். So, for anupalabdhi also, I have to use my sense organs. So, I have to see. Or, this is not there. Kannu mulittu, inga vaasi irukkana, illa swaminiyana. You have to use the touch. Clear? Anupalabdhi pramanam. So, presence of a chair requires seeing. Absent. So, this also want to listen. So, presence of a thing is there, that knowledge to get, I have to see. Even absence of a thing, to know that, I have to see or hear or touch something I have to do. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அனுபலப்தி பிரமாணம். இது கூட ஒரு பிரமாணம் தான். நீங்கள் ஆச்சரியமாக இருக்குல்ல நமக்கு, இட் இஸ் எ பிரமாணம். மெனி டைம்ஸ் வி ஆர் கெட்டிங், ஏய் கார் இருக்கா இல்லையா பார்த்துட்டு வரான்னா, கார் இல்லை சுவாமினி அண்ணா, கார் இல்லைன்னு என்ன அர்த்தம், அங்கே போய் பார்க்கணுமா இல்லையா, கார் இல்லைன்னு கூட ஒரு ஜானம் தான். இட்ஸ் எ நாலெட்ஜ். ஹவு தட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஐ காட், அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எ திங், தட் நாலெட்ஜ் கம்ஸ் அனுபலப்தி. தென் நவ் வி ஷுட் லேர்ன் திஸ் ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் திங்கிங் அண்ணாட், இதெல்லாம் ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் திங்கிங். ஓகே, நவ் த சிக்ஸ்த் ஒன் இஸ் கால்ட் ஷப்த பிரமாணம். ஸோ ஹியர் ஒன் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு டூ, பிரமேய அனுசாரேண, இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், பிரமேய அனுசாரேண பிரமாண வியாபாரா கர்த்தவியா. பிரமேய அனுசாரேண பிரமாண வியாபாரா கர்த்தவியா. ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் இன் இங்கிலீஷ், பட் ஐ அகெயின் ரிப்பீட். பிரமேய அனுசாரேண மீன்ஸ் டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு நோ. பிரமேய அனுசாரேண பிரமாணம் த மீன்ஸ், வியாபாரா மீன்ஸ் யூட்டிலைசேஷன் ஆஃப் தட் பிரமாணம், யூஸிங் தட் பிரமாணம், பிரமாண வியாபாரம் மீன்ஸ் யூஸிங் தட் பிரமாணம். கர்த்தவ்யா, அதுக்கு தகுந்த மாதிரி தான் அந்த பிரமாணம் யூஸ் பண்ணணும். எந்தெந்த எந்தெந்த பிரமேயம் தெரிஞ்சுக்கணுமோ அந்தந்த பிரமேயத்துக்கு தகுந்த பிரமாணம் யூஸ் பண்ணணும். நவ் வாட் இஸ் அவர் டாபிக் என்ன, பிரம்ம ஜானம். ஐ ஹாவ் டு நோ த பிரம்மன். ஓகே, ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் த நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். இக்னரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் மை அஜானம். தட் அஜானம், தட் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம், தட் தோஷரஹிதம் பிரம்மன். ஸோ ஹவ் த சப்த பிரமாணம், வாட் இஸ் தட், ஹவு வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு கெட் தட் நாலெட்ஜ், தட் ஆல் வில் சீ இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.